Welcome back to the Oz Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in the sixth chapter of Maseches Peah. Today we are doing Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Mishnah Gimel says, Rosh Shuros, the ends, the heads of the rows, Haomer Shekenegdo Mochiach, the adjacent sheaf will prove whether or not the sheaf lying here is a forgotten sheaf. Haomer Shehechezikbo Laholicho El Ha'ir, the sheaf that the owner grabbed hold of in order to bring it to the city, Ushchacho, and he forgot it, Modim She'eno Shecha. Beis Hillel admits to Beis Shammai that it is not a forgotten sheaf. Let's look in the Tosfos Yontiv. Ha'omer Shekenegdo Mochiach, the adjacent sheaf will prove whether or not this is Shecha. Seder HaMishnah Kach, this is the order of the Mishnah. Ha'omer HaShchuach, Rosh HaShur Shekenegdo Mochiach, Im Shchuach Hu Im Eno Shchuach. A sheaf which is forgotten, the adjacent row, or the head of the adjacent row, will prove whether or not it is actually forgotten. So we'll see what that is. Bart Nuro, Broshe Shuras Ha'omer Shekenegdo Mochiach, the heads of the adjacent fields will prove whether or not it's forgotten. L'kamen b'samach mafareishla. So be patient, and soon enough all will become clear. Mishnah Dalet, so we're moving along. The Elohein Roshe Shuros. These are the heads of the rows. See, patience pays off. Shnayim Shehitchilu Me'emsa Hashura. Two people begin harvesting, or they begin gathering, in the middle of the field. Zep Hanav Letzafon V'Zep Hanav Ledaram. One's facing north, one's facing south. So you have two people working from the middle towards the two extremes. B'Shachu Lefnehem Ular Acharehem. And they forget sheaves before them and after them. As Shlifnehem Shicha, those that were before them, those that were in their line of sight moving forward, if they forget them, they are Shicha. Veshalacharehem Einu Shicha, but those that were behind them when they started are not considered Shicha. Yachid Shehischil Merosh Hashura, an individual who starts at the end of a row, Veshachach Lafanov Ulaacharav, and he forgets both before and after him. Shalafanov Einu Shicha, that which is before him, is not shicha, meaning that which he didn't get to yet. He stopped before he reached that point. Ushala acharav, shicha. But that which is behind him is shicha. And that's talking about the case of something that he passed. So it's using the terms before him and after him in two completely different contexts in this Mishnah, depending on whether we're talking about one person gleaning from end to end or two people gleaning from the middles to opposite ends. So that's important to understand. That which is behind him is considered a forgotten sheaf because it comes under the heading of what the Torah says, which is do not return for it. Zehaklal, this is the general rule. Kol shehu b'bal tashuv shicha. Anything that's considered do not turn back for it falls under the rules of shicha, the forgotten sheaf. V'she'enu b'bal tashuv, and anything which is not covered by do not return for it, eno shicha, that does not fall under the category of the forgotten sheaf. Let us look in the Bartnuro. Shnayim shehischilu me'emsa shura. Two people who are gathering, and they both start in the middle of the field. Shalomarim zehafach panav letzafon v'zehafach panav ledaram. So they have a field full of bound sheaves, and one person is facing north, and one person is facing south. V'shachu lifnehem, and they forgot that which is before them. La'acha shehischilu l'amar, dalgu omer v'shachuhu haveshicha. That something that's before them, when they started binding, when they started gathering, they skip a sheaf, and they forget it, that is considered shicha. The Korean Bay losashuv lekachto, because the verse "do not return to take it" applies to it. Ulacharehem eino shicha, but that which is behind them is not considered forgotten. Im keshahafchu pnehem zel tzafon vezel darom vehischilu la'amer nishar ha'omer echad b'nehem v'shachuhu. If when one is facing north and one is facing south, there remains between them a sheaf, and they forgot it. So they started from the middle, but there was something in between them, and neither one got it. Eino shicha, that's not considered shicha. Lefi sheshnehem samchu ze al ze umitoch kach nishkach. Because each one assumed the other one was going to grab that one. That's why it was forgotten. It doesn't fit the parameters of what's left for the poor. Yochid Shehitzchil Mirosh Hashura, an individual whose gathering starting at one end of a row. Hashta Mefarish Lehadetanan El Rosh Hashuras Omer Shekenegdo Mochiach. Now it's going to explain what was said in the previous Mishnah that the heads of the rows will prove whether or not something is a forgotten sheaf. Kegon Sheyesh Khan Esashuros Sha Asar Asar Amarin Mesudarin Beshuros Mitzafon Lederom. For example, you've got 10 rows of 10 sheaves each arranged from north to south. The Hishil Amer Berosh Shura Achas, and he starts gathering in one of these rows. Veshachach Omer Echad La'acharav Haveshecha, and he forgets one of the rows at the end, behind him, that's considered Shecha. Kivan Sha'avar Mimenu V'Amer Omer Hasamach Lo Karinan Be Lo Sashuv L'Kachto. Since he's passed it and he's gone on to the adjacent sheaves, the verse of do not go back to take it applies. Avalim Shachach Omer Echad Oshnayim Besof Hashura. But if he forgets one or two sheaves at the end of the row, the Hainu Lefanav, which are before him, V'Hanicham, and he just leaves them there, V'Chazer V'Hischil Amer Mitchila Shura Shniya, and he then starts reaping or gathering at the head of the next row over. So basically he's got a row 10 sheaves long, and he takes the first eight, and then he starts the next row. The lo karinan be lo sashuv. That's not falling into the category of don't go back for it, because he didn't pass it, so he can't go back for it. He didn't get there yet. Shani omer dato la sos shura acheres. He could just be leaving those last two rows to gather up east to west. So that's what's meant by the sheaf that's next to it will prove it. So if in the next row he gathers up those last two sheaves, we see that he just forgot them in the first row. But if he leaves them in the next row, it could just be he's waiting to gather those last two rows crosswise. Shahamurim shel shuros achros mochichim elu shahaniach shelo shachan, because what he does with those subsequent rows is going to prove whether or not he actually forgot in the first row. Shiruuyim hischashev imahem b'shur acheres, that if they're worthy to be considered as if they're being gathered up with a future row. So that's the end of Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Join us tomorrow when we will be continuing this chapter with Mishnayos Hey and Vav.